今天我们要和弟兄姊妹们再继续传讲主耶稣当初开始呼召门徒的时候，在他们身上信主的经历。
Today we will continue studying the experiencing those disciples when Jesus first called them.
我们上次没有机会讲完拿单业的经历。
Last week we didn't have enough time to finish the experience of Nathaniel.
所以我们今天要继续从这里，从约翰福音第一章里面来看。
So today we want to continue through the scripture of the John first chapter to study the experience of Nathaniel.
请弟兄姊妹们和我一起打开圣经约翰福音第一章。
Let us open our Bible to the first chapter of John.
我们从43节读起，读到51节。
Starting from verse 43, then we read through 51.
希望今天我们能够把它讲完。
Hopefully we can finish it today.
请我们弟兄姊妹们一起来读43节开始。
Let us read
我们同声来读。又次日，耶稣想要往加利利去，遇见腓力，就对他说：“来跟从我吧。”这腓力是伯塞大人和安德烈、彼得同城。腓力找的拿单业对他说：“摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。”拿单业对他说：“拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。”耶稣看见拿单业来，就指着他说：“看哪，这是个真以色列人，他心里是没有诡诈的。”拿单业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”耶稣回答说：“腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你了。”拿单业说：“拉比，你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。”耶稣对他说：“因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。”又说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。”今天早晨这一段圣经有些非常超然的经历。
In this portion of scripture, there are some very, very wonderful experience mentioned.
超然的经历 supernatural.
Supernatural experience mentioned.
为什么？因为这里看见当耶稣遇见拿单业的时候。
Because when Jesus met Nathaniel,
还没有任何的对话。
Before any dialogue started,
耶稣就能一语道破他心中的事情。
Jesus can just cut right into his heart and tell what his heart is thinking about.
所以拿单业知道耶稣基督是神的儿子。
That makes Nathaniel understand Jesus is the Son of God.
为什么？因为主耶稣说了一句话。
Because Jesus just mentioned that one sentence.
弟兄姊妹们讲一句话就能叫人悔改得救信主，只有主耶稣能做这样的事情。
Only Jesus can do this, but to make someone believe in the Lord by just one sentence.
或者我们说，只有圣灵开始做工的时候，在我们信徒的经历里面，也可能因为一句话叫人回转归向耶稣。
Maybe in our own experience, when the Holy Spirit works, just by one sentence, that will change our hearts.
所以这句话是很了不起的话。
So this is a very, very wonderful word.
那主耶稣说了什么话？
Now what did he say?
他看见拿单业到他的面前来。他就对他说：“你是个真以色列人。”
When he saw Nathaniel, he said, "You are a true Israelite."
他说：“这是个真以色列人，在他心里面是没有诡诈的。”
And in his heart, there's no guile.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这句话对拿单业来讲，不仅仅是一个恭维他、保养他的话。
Now this is just not a mere compliment.
因为这里什么叫？真以色列人。
Now, what does it really mean by true Israelites?
啊，我们不是以色列人，我们说什么叫真中国人啊
？Now, we're not Israelites, so let's say Chinese. What is the meaning of a true Chinese?
他不仅要懂得中国，不仅要长个中国面孔，对不对
？Not only should have a Chinese face.
而且他要懂得中国的语言。
You have to know the Chinese language.
要懂得中国的文化。
And the Chinese culture.
要懂得中国的思想。
And the Chinese thinking.
要明白中国的传统。
And Chinese tradition.
还有一点，他必须是爱中国的，对不对
？And lastly, he has to love China.
所以弟兄姊妹，当他说这个真以色列人的时候
，No, so when he mentioned he is a true Israelite,
他不仅长得像以色列人
，Not only he looks like Israelite,
他讲起话来像以色列人
，He talks like Israelite.
他的思想、他的关心、他所全心注意的事情，他一定是关心以色列的国度。
He thought his whole being was very very concerned of the kingdom of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，人跟人中间的了解，有些时候是因为经过时间。彼此的接触才能有更深的了解。
Now the relationship between man is all most of the time is because of this time that you spend together. that makes you understand each other.
我们人和人中间彼此认识，我跟我太太结婚22年，现在堂堂进入第23年哈。
We got married 22 years, now is entering into our 23rd years.
所以我很了解她的心思。
So I really understand her.
我常常讲，我知道怎么样可以叫她生气。
I'd always say that I know how to make her mad.
假如我们彼此的认识。就能够知道对方的脾气习性。
Now, if just by a mutual understanding, we know the other person is like.
但是真正要彼此相爱的时候，才能够叫这个彼此的认识产生那一个爱的实际那种表现。
But only when this two person is really in love, really they really want to love each other, then this understanding of each other will become something good.
所以弟兄姊妹，这里拿单叶和主的关系却不是这样。
But the relationship between Nathaniel and the Lord is not like that.
我相信在这个之前，拿单也从来没有见过耶稣。
I believe before this, Nathaniel never met Jesus.
因为反过来说，他有一个非常强的一个成见，他说拿撒勒还能出什么好东西吗？
Just on the contrary, that he has a very, very bad concept about Jesus because he said there's no good things coming out of Nazareth.
这里他讲不讲拿撒勒还能出什么好人呢？他说好东西啊。
He says the good thing, didn't even say any good man.
那主耶稣大概也没有见过拿单业。
Maybe Jesus never met him also.
可是这里有一个超然的事情发生。
But there's a very supernatural thing happening.
耶稣基督一看见拿单业就知道这是一个真以色列人。
When Jesus first saw Nathaniel, he knew that this is a true Israelite.
弟兄姊妹，所以拿单业大为惊奇。
So Nathaniel was really surprised.
因为这句话他说怎么可能这个人还没有见到我就认识我。
So he said, how come he never met me? How come he knows me?
所以他下一个结论，这个人一定是神的儿子。
So the conclusion is that this person must be the son of God.
这是神的儿子，他把我心里所有事情讲出来了。
Because this is must be the son of God because he can tell all I was thinking.
以后约翰福音第四章你也看见同样的例子。
And also this is same thing happening in the fourth chapter.
那里主耶稣把一个撒玛利亚妇人讲到叫他信主，叫他得救。
In that chapter, the Lord led a Samaritan woman to the Lord.
那个女人怎么说呢？
Now what does that woman say?
那妇人说，她把我一切的事情都说出来了。
Because she said, "Oh, he just tells all the things I've been doing before."
所以弟兄姊妹，我跟你说，在我们信主的时候，一个相当大的冒险。
So it's a great
adventure.
Great adventure for a person to believe in the Lord.
常常我劝那些还没有信主的说，你要想清楚哦，你不要随随便便信耶稣哦。
And I always warn those who wanted to become a Christian and say, why don't you think through clearly before you really want to step?
当你到他的面前，你一无隐瞒呢？
Because when you come before him, there's nothing you can hide.
不管你是什么样的人，
doesn't matter what kind of person you are.
不管你在明中所做的什么事情，
doesn't matter what you did in among other people.
在暗中所做的事情，
or in the open or in secret.
白天的事情，晚上的事情，
whatever you do during daytime or at night.
人面前的事情，人背后的事情，
before man or behind man.
当你来到神的面前的时候， when 当你来到耶稣基督面前的时候，没有一件事情对于他是隐瞒的。
When you come before the Lord, when you come before Jesus, nothing will be hidden from him.
所以亲爱的弟兄们，很多人听见我们这样的话，他里面若是害怕自己的罪，而不知道耶稣基督的救恩的话，他就不敢来到神的面前。
So those who are afraid of sin that's hidden, that so he that will make him afraid and not to come before Jesus.
我知道我自己的经历，当我第一次在主的面前祷告的时候，
I know my own experience because the very first time when I pray before the Lord.
当我在他的面前承认他是神的时候，
when I recognize him to be my God.
你知道，因为我心里的隐情，神没有一件不知道的。
Because all that's inside me, God knows.
当我在神的面前这样认罪的时候，
When I was confessing my sins before the Lord,
不是因为他不知道我的罪，
It's not because that he didn't know, so I have to tell him.
而是我的罪在他面前无所隐瞒。
But rather that because of my sin, I'm all open, have nothing to hide before him.
但弟兄姊妹们，感谢神，福音的特性就是这样。
But praise the Lord, the essence of gospel is like this.
神从来不是要定人的罪。
Because God never want to condemn us.
乃是要赦免人的罪。
He want to forgive us.
你想拿单有什么样味道？
Now, how do you think Nathaniel will feel?
他一面看见主耶稣对他说，这是一个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈的。
At one hand, he heard that Jesus say that this is a true Israelite, in him there's no guile.
一面不久以前，他才对腓力说的什么话？
But not just a moment ago, he was talking to Philip.
我相信腓力不需要在中间传话给主耶稣。
I believe that there's no need for Philip to pass the words to Jesus, say, "Hey, he's talking behind you."
他不需要对主耶稣说，主耶稣，你看这个拿单也啊，他这个真以色列人，真又狡猾又诡诈。
And he said he doesn't have to tell Jesus, say, "Now, watch out for that guy. He's a trick that full of guile."
他把你，他说你没有，他说你不是好东西。
Yeah, he said you're no good thing.
他说拿他了还能出什么好的
？He said there's no such thing, no good thing will come out of Nazareth.
腓力有没有这样说呀？
Did Philip say things like that?
我相信腓力不仅没有时间这样做，他也不敢这样在耶稣面前搬弄是非。
I believe Philip not only doesn't have enough time to do that, he dare not to gossip before the Lord.
但是你说耶稣知不知道拿单也说了什么话
？But do you think Jesus knows what did Nathaniel say?
我想拿单也在那里承认你是神的儿子的时候，他心里一定非常不好意思。
I believe when Nathaniel at that time recognized that, acknowledged that God is Jesus the Son of God, he must feel very shameful inside.
他有一个非常强的成见。
He has a very very strong prejudice.
而这个成见叫他出口论断耶稣。
So that make him just judge him.
你看主耶稣度量是不是很大
？Now.Jesus must have a very, very big heart.
他被人论的时候，他也没有在意。
Even when he was being judged, he doesn't care.
因为耶稣基督来到地上的缘故，就是要为背负我们的重担，除去我们的罪孽。
Because the very reason he come down to this earth is to carry all these sins and iniquities in man.
我实在心里面受感动，因为耶稣基督来到地上，他不是要来受人的服侍，而是要来服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Because indeed he come to this world is not to be served by man, but to serve man and become the redemption for all man.
他是神的儿子，一点不错。
He is the Son of God indeed.
他也不会因着人的话受激动。
And he will not be agitated by man's saying.
他不会因为拿单也说拿撒勒还能说什么好东西，就把拿单也撇在一边。
And he will not cast Nathaniel out of this just because Nathaniel says something bad about him.
他愿意为世人背负罪孽，有哪一样他不能接受的呢
？Now he wanted to carry the sin of the whole world, so there's nothing that he could not carry.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我不清楚是不是拿单也在承认耶稣是神的儿子的时候，立刻知道耶稣必须为他的罪死在十字架上面。
I don't know whether Nathaniel understand this part. At the moment he acknowledged that Jesus is God, did he understand that Jesus eventually will carry his sin?
但是他确实知道，当他承认耶稣基督是神的儿子的时候。
But one thing he did know that the time when he acknowledged Jesus is Lord,
耶稣完全知道拿单也的本相。
Jesus knows truly what Nathaniel is like.
你知道，在福音还没在主耶稣刚刚在约翰福音里面讲到他做工传福音的时候，一个最大的见证就是什么呢
？Now, I think you all know that the greatest testimony of Jesus in the beginning of his spreading the gospel.
那里就是人都见证说，我们知道你是神的儿子，我们知道你凡事都不用人说什么，你万事凡事都知道。
At that time, people all acknowledged, they all realized. He said, they will all say, oh, we know you're the Son of God. You know everything.
弟兄姊妹，你想想看，当时的人在主耶稣做工没有多久的时候，就承认一件事情，凡事你都知道。
You see, isn't that amazing that not very long after Jesus has his ministry, most people already know that he is God and he knows everything.
这一位真的是从天上而来。是神的儿子，却活在世人中间。
Now he is indeed the Son of God, coming down from heaven and live among man.
拿单也承认他是神的儿子。
Nathaniel acknowledged he is the Son of God.
并且他在他面前说：“你是以色列的王。
”And also, again, he also acknowledged that you are the King of Israel.
为什么这样回答
？Now why did he say that?
因为主耶稣说你是真以色列人，所以拿单也说你是以色列的王，我是你的子民。
Because when Jesus acknowledged that Nathaniel is the true Israelite, then Nathaniel acknowledged you are the king of Israel, so that he will become his subject.
弟兄姊妹们，一个信徒，真正信徒人是怎么样态度
？So what is the true what is the attitude of a true believer?
乃是把他生命的主权交出来，交给这位生命的王。
Is to turn over his sovereignty over to this king of the Son of God.
今天我们在教会里传扬福音，常常说我们知道一个人清楚得救，他的罪得的赦免。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, when we know someone who received the Lord and his sins were forgiven,
他也受浸在一起跟我们擘饼
and he also was baptized and fellowship with us in the communion.
他也和我们一起聚会，他也一起追求读经祷告
and at the same time also we're meeting with us and together we study the Bible and we pray.
你说这样的人应该一直生命很长进，一直可以跟随主走很远的道路。
Now you would say, oh, this is a person that you can really, really, really go far in the Lord.
但是很多时候，这样的人过了一段时间，从教会里面失去踪影了。
But then, after a while, it just disappeared from the church.
为什么
？Now why？
因为他没有把他生命的主权交给耶稣。
Because he did not turn over the authority of his life over to Jesus.
他虽然肯承认耶稣你是神的儿子，
although he can recognize that Lord, Jesus, you are the Son of God.
但是他却不肯承认耶稣啊，你是我的王。
But we are not willing to admit that Jesus, you are my King.
既然我已经重生得救，进入神的国。
Now I'm already born again, and I'm already entering into the kingdom of God.
我既然是神你国度里的一个子民。
I'm already a child in your kingdom.
那我就应当把我生命的主权交给你，因为你是我的王。
I want to give this my life to you because you are my king.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个完全的救恩，一个清楚承认耶稣基督是救主的人，必须要把他生命的主权交出来。
So a true believer really should have turned over his sovereignty over to Jesus.
很多时候我们刚信主的时候，在受浸的时候就说，弟兄，当你受浸的时候，你是已经与基督同死，并且你把生命的主权交出来，让耶稣就掌管你的全人。
So a lot of times in the baptism, we say, brothers, you already become a Christian, and you give your life to the Lord, and you give your sovereignty to the Lord already.
你知道那些要受浸人当时都答应的哦，都答应，每个人都答应他受浸的哦。
At that time, everybody will say yes, of course, and then he can be baptized.
你知道我们说侍奉主任有时候有不白之隐，不白之冤呢。
So sometimes we have, as a minister, sometimes we have to carry some guilt.
因为那些受浸弟兄姊妹们，个个都说得好好的，我现在要信耶稣，我要把我生命主权交给他，
because,
我真的要爱他，凡主所说的我都要遵守，我们才给他受浸，对不对
？Because only those who said, "Oh yes, I acknowledge he's my God and I want to love him, I want to turn over my authority over to him, and whatever he said, I want to do." Only after that, they are allowed to be baptized.
今天你们在这里，我很放心啊！你们每个人都这样奉献过，对不对
？And today you're here. I know that all of you may at one time have this kind of dedication.
在这里受过浸的人都有这样的奉献，对不对
？Especially those that baptized here, went through this.
但是我们的软弱，我们的无能，我们的退后，我们的冷淡，有时候我们就忘记所做的是什么。
But a lot of times we become weak and we become cold and we just forgot, plain forgot what we
said. 你就忘记耶稣基督是你的王。
And you forgot that Jesus is your God, your Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不会经过试炼，不会经过痛苦，不会经过难处，不会经过压力。
I'm not saying that we won't go through all the trials, all the pressure, the stress, and all the difficulties.
我不是说我们当中就不会经过误会，不会经过羞辱，不会经过各样痛苦、各样的打击。
I'm not saying that we will be totally free from all the shamefulness and all the attack and the troubles.
但是我们却要知道耶稣是我的王。
But we still have to hold on that Jesus is my God.
他是我的公义。
He is my King, he is my righteousness.
他是负了我一切的责任。
He shouldered all my responsibilities.
他知道怎样对待他的子民。
And he knows how to treat his people.
他知道怎样把他的百姓从各样痛苦里面拯救出来。
He knows.
他的名字称作耶稣。
You see, he knows how to save his people from all kinds of difficulties and sins because his name is Jesus.
拿单也承认耶稣是他的王。
And Nathaniel did admit that he is God.
他说你是以色列的王。
He said that you are the king of Israel.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个两短短的两句对话中间。
So in this this very very short dialogue.
啊，我不是说好像我们比武一样过招哈。
It's not like the kung fu thing that you just have.
但是真正一比武过招，一碰手怎么样？高下立判，对不对
？But when you just by one contact, right away you know who's who.
弟兄姊妹们，这是应在我们在神面前的经历。当我们遇见耶稣的时候，高下立判。
Because this should be the experience when we met Jesus. This is the outcome. Right away we know who's top, who's in the bottom.
我们没有遇见耶稣的时候，个个都是英雄了不起的。
Because before we met Jesus, we all think we're pretty high up.
在没有遇见主之前，个个都是天下武林第一高手。
And before we met Jesus, everybody is the first one in this world.
弟兄姊妹，当你遇见耶稣之后，再没有你自己的地位，
you
不再是第一号 ，number one.
But when you met Jesus, you're no longer number one.
你把你生命的主权交给他。
Because you give your life to him.
因为他是你的王。
He become your king.
弟兄姊妹，为什么拿单也肯这样做？
Now why does Nathaniel willing to do that?
耶稣指着他说，看哪，这是个真以色列人。
And Jesus said, Jesus pointed at him and said, this is a true Israelite.
他心里是没有诡诈的。
And in him there's no guile.
拿单也的确是一个直肚肠的人。
And indeed, Nathaniel is a one with a very straightforward character.
口舌谨慎不是他的长处。
But it's not his a good character about holding his tongue.
但是他却是一个心里没有诡诈，能够立刻下台坡的人。
But indeed, he is somebody who has no guile in him because right away he knows how to step down.
他前一刻时候他说。拿撒勒人是什么好的吗？
The first minute he said, there's no good things coming out of Nazareth.
但是当他遇见耶稣的时候， right, 他立刻改变他的态度。
But right after he met Jesus, right away he changed his attitude.
弟兄姊妹，很多人也是这样，当他还没有信主的时候，对主有各样的成见。
And it's also the same happened to us. A lot of us, before we met the Lord, we have all kinds of theories.
你不要怕。
Don't be afraid.
你不要以为这样的人是不能信主的。
Don't be afraid that this kind of person can never receive the Lord.
你不要以为这样的人没有盼望。
And don't think that they don't have any hope.
我遇见这样的人太多了。
I've met so many of this sort.
可能我自己也是这样一个人。
And I'm one of them.
弟兄姊妹，我传福音时见到很多的人，他们怎么样当面抵挡我，甚至不是为了抵挡我，抵挡耶稣啊。
Because I met so many, just now, right on my face, he rejected me. Not rejecting me, but reject Jesus.
还有一些人，他跟我辩论，不能辩论的，他就逃走了。
And sometimes when they cannot argue with me, they just escaped.
我真正见到过一个人，当我去找他的时候，他从窗口跳出去走掉了。
Literally, I tried to come to talk to someone. He actually jumped over the window and fled.
还有一些人，我跟他打电话的时候，他正好他接了电话，他没有办法，他说某某人不在家，某某人就他自己。
And sometimes when they receive the phone call and he pick up the phone and claiming his own name, he said, "Oh, he's not home."
你知道我的耳朵还不错，我听得出谁讲话来，我心里在好笑。明明是你，我就假设讲给他说，我说这样也好，等他某某人回来的时候，你跟他讲耶稣爱他。
And so I just carry on and say, "Oh, that's okay. When he comes back, you tell him Jesus loves him."
你告诉他说，教会里面很多弟兄姊妹非常关心他，为他祷告，常常要来寻找他。
And tell him that the people in church really concerned about him, and we pray for him and want to really come to meet him.
也许我比他诡诈哈。
Maybe I am more guile than that guy.
他在那接电话不知道怎么办好。
And he doesn't know what to say.
他都听进去了，对不对？
And he heard the message.
但弟兄姊妹，拿单也不是这样一种人。
But Nathaniel is not like that.
拿单也是一个直性子的人。
He is very straightforward.
但是我相信主耶稣看见他里面所以成见的原因是什么。
But then Jesus must know the reason that he is so prejudiced.
你知道对付那些有成见的人，你必须有更大的容忍，能够看见为什么他这样想。
For those people who are prejudiced, you should have even bigger heart to accommodate, to understand why he's like that.
让我们来猜猜看，为什么拿单也有这样的成见。
Let's guess, why does Nathaniel have this kind of a prejudice?
我很简单的讲出我的想法来。
Let me just explain very simply.
有一个可能性，因为他读很多的旧约圣经。
Now one possibility.Is that he read a lot. He read a lot, especially the Old Testament.
如果他不读旧约圣经，他怎么知道拿撒勒还能出什么好东西呢？
If he didn't have that knowledge, he would not be able to say that there's nothing good coming out, it's impossible for anything good coming out of Nazareth.
福音书里另外有一处地方说，拿撒勒从来没有出过先知。
Because in another place that was recorded in the New Testament, saying that there's no prophet,never a prophet came out of Nazareth.
这些人都是读了圣经以后下的结论。
Now those are the knowledgeable conclusion from those people who really study the Bible.
当耶稣降生在伯利恒的时候，
when Jesus was born in Bethlehem,
那几个东方来的人去寻找到了在耶路撒冷的那些文士那里。
The wise men came from Orient and went to the scribe.
他们从很冷僻的圣经里面找出来说，耶稣应当生在。
Then they found out from this very inconspicuous scripture saying that Jesus, this Messiah, are supposed to be born in Bethlehem.
但是圣经里面没有讲到拿撒勒人耶稣，没有讲到耶稣是拿撒勒人。
But in the Bible, it did not mention that Jesus will come out of Nazareth.
没有讲到基督是拿撒勒人。
Did not say that Christ will come is a Nazarene.
有的，圣经里有讲的，但是他们没有仔细读过。
Yes, they did mention, but they didn't pay attention to that part.
我们看看马太福音怎么讲，好不好
？Let us turn to the book of Matthew to check. Book of Matthew.
第二章末了的时候。
Chapter 2, the very end of chapter 2.
当耶稣死了以后，不，当耶稣生下来以后，那些门希律杀害儿这些婴孩。
Now after Jesus was born, then Herod, King Herod, killed all the infants, all the infants that's under two.
耶稣全家就回到拿撒到了拿撒勒。
Then Jesus, the whole family moved to Nazareth.
这里说他要应验先知所说，他要将要成为拿撒勒人。
He said it will fulfill what the prophet said that he will become the Nazareth.
你知道拿撒勒这个非常低微的名字。
You see.Nazarene is a very lowly man, lowly name.
他称作拿撒勒人是降卑的，不能叫降卑的名字。
Because when he was called him, he called himself Jesus the Nazarene. The Nazarene is calling himself it was a very very lowly name.
所以弟兄姊妹，每次讲到拿撒勒的时候，我们心里都有感觉，这是一个为我们降卑而来做我们救主的神。
So whenever we mention the name Nazarene, that we know this is the God. This is a God who humble himself, who come down to as low as we are.
行传第五章里面那些使徒们就说，我们奉的拿撒勒人耶稣的名，这个名却大有能力了。
Now in Acts chapter 5, it says those disciples, they act upon the name of Jesus the Nazarene, and that name becomes so great.
这里也是一个很大的属灵的原则。
So that's a very powerful spiritual principle here.
因为我们的救主他所表现神的生命是降卑降到最卑的生命。
Because our Savior, by going down, by lowering himself to show forth his greatness in his spiritual life.
那些盼望神做高大事情的人不会遇见神。
Those who are just wanted to see great things performing by the Lord, they will never meet the Lord. They will never meet Jesus.
但是拿单业他却是寻求那一位救主的人。
But Nathaniel is the one who was really seeking after the Savior.
所以耶稣对他说你是真以色列人，因为他知道他的心里面寻求神。
So he claimed that he is a true Israelite because Jesus knows in his heart he is looking for this Christ.
那一个时代真正的以色列人寻求神。
Because in that age, the true Israelite really seeking the Lord.
圣经里告诉我们一个背景，那时候他们百姓等候基督。
Because in the scripture it tells us that the background, it was recorded at that time the people waiting for Christ.
可是他们却没有想到，这位基督却取了这样卑微的形状，在他们眼前出现。
But they never imagined that Jesus, that Christ, becomes such a lowly man to show before their face.
你知道，耶稣跟拿单业中间对话都有暗号的。
You see, there's a secret code that was in this very short dialogue.
我们看四十八节讲什么
？Let us read verse 48.
拿单业对耶稣说：“你从哪里知道我呢？”
48. Nathaniel said unto him.Whence knowest thou me?
哎，我们知道为什么？因为主耶稣一下指出来你是真以色列人。那他又说：“你怎么知道我？你从来没见过我呀。”
So it's very reasonable because Jesus right away point out that you are a true Israelite. And so Nathaniel said, "Well, you never met me. You know, how where do you know me?" And Jesus answered,
菲利还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下我就看见你了。
He said, "Before that Philip calls thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee."
这里特别强调几个字，叫无花果。
Here it mentions something very specific, the fig tree.
你看拿单业不再跟他辩论。
And so after that, Nathaniel gave up all argument.
因为拿单业在无花果树底下做什么？
Because whatever Nathaniel was doing under that fig tree,
他不是在那里乘凉啊。
He's not just trying to keep cool.
无花果树叶子很大，可以乘凉，也许啊。
Yeah, the fig tree is a big, nice, big, thick leaves that you can be cool down under there.
他不是因为肚子饿了在无花果树底下找果子吃。
Neither is he hungry, so he's under the fig tree trying to find some fruit to eat.
他是在无花果树底下在那里默想。
He is actually meditating under that tree.
无花果的意思，无花果的叶子代表以色列的王国。
Now the fig tree, the leaves is a symbol of Israel, the kingdom of Israel.
这是以色列的传统，到现在他们没有画什么狮子、犹大的狮子或者什么，只是画一颗无花果的叶子代表以色列。
Even today, that was still the symbol, still the symbol, a fig leaf to become their symbol.
神的国度以色列的复兴是拿单耶心里所想望的事情。
You see, the revival of Israel, this country of Israel is what Nathaniel is thinking about.
而拿单耶的思想里面要复兴一定要有以色列的王。
And in his thought, and if the country of Israel has need a revival, the, first of all, they need a king.
你知道，当拿单耶在那里说你是以色列的王的时候，这是一个大逆不道的事情啊。
So you know, it is a something that was just rebellious when Nathaniel claimed that Jesus to be the king of Israel.
因为那时候以色列国在罗马的统治底下，不可有自己的君王啊。
Because at that time Israel is under the government of Roman Empire, and they're not supposed to have a king.
甚至当耶稣基督为我们被钉死在十字架上的时候，人必须给他一个罪名。
And even at that time when Jesus was crucified, and people has to give him, have to convict him of a certain crime.
比拉多最后在他牌子上面写一个什么？他说以色列的王，用几种语言写的。
And on the sign under above the cross, it was written that he is the King of Jews, which is written by several different languages.
主耶稣被钉十字架，那个公开的罪名。法定的罪名是因为他领头做以色列的王要背叛罗马。
So the official convicted crime that he committed, so-called committed, is that he wanted to be the king of Israel to rebel against the Roman Empire.
所以你想，我想拿单耶在这里讲你是以色列的王的时候，他可能对主耶稣非常的恭敬。
So in here, when Nathaniel mentioned that, claimed that you are the king of Israel, he must be in a very, very reverent attitude.
但是我想他说这句话的时候也不敢很大声地说。
But I believe he dare not to really shout out loud.
他可能是单独说 maybe, 你做王
maybe
我做你的子民。
He's just talking one to one and say, you be the king, I will be your subject.
弟兄姊妹，但是你要晓得，无论在这里怎么样，是公开大声小声，这里拿单耶里面的心里是想到以色列的国度。
But doesn't matter whether he's talking loud or silently. In his heart, he's thinking about the kingdom of Israel.
今天我们做基督徒，应当心里面思想到神的国。
Today, as a Christian, we should think about the kingdom of God.
应当常常思念神的国。
We should always thinking about the kingdom of God.
主说你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Because Jesus said that you shall seek him first the kingdom of God.
甚至超过我们对于我们生活的需要来寻求神的帮助。
It should even exceed the thought we have of this earthly living.
今天所以神的国度还没有看见那个荣耀，主耶稣基督还不能再回来，有一个原因是因为神等候他的子民在他们心中产生爱慕神国度的思想。
One reason that Jesus still cannot come back, that we still couldn't see this glory in the kingdom of God, is because the Lord is waiting for all his people to really start to mindful of about his thing and his kingdom.
今天我们基督徒在地上，所以神允许我们经过许多的苦难，许多的打击，为什么？
Now the reason that the Lord still allow us Christians to experience all kinds of attack, all kinds of difficulties.
其中有一个原因是要叫我们看见这地上的国度不能成为真正喜乐、自由、和平的国度。
One of the reasons that so that we can see that the kingdom on this earth can never really become the kingdom of joy and peace.
只有当耶稣基督来的时候，他说地上的国要成为我主。和他基督的国度。
And only when Jesus comes, and then he can claim that this kingdom on earth become the kingdom of our Lord's.
弟兄姊妹，假如我们里面都有国度的思想，神国度的思想。
Now, if we all have this thoughts of kingdom,
我相信我们的祷告也变态，
变
形状。
I believe our prayer will be different.
我相信我们今天生活的地上不是那样喜欢积攒钱财。
And I believe our life will be different, that we will not be so mindful of about earning money.
我们今天和人中间的关系不会这么尖锐的对立。
Then we won't have this such difficult relationship between men.
我们和家庭中间不会有这么多的争执摩擦。
Then we won't have so much conflict in families.
因为我们是一个国度的子民。
Because we are the people of this God's kingdom.
有一天，萧元弟兄上山，他告诉我，有人告诉我。
After Mac went up to the mountain, and somebody told me,
他说他就跟这个弟兄商量，在交通说，哎呀，我应该一个月上一次山。
He mentioned that, yeah, I really should do this once a month.
我们弟兄不是要去在山上退这个去逃避现实哈，不是哈。
He's not just going there to escape the reality.
他说，当我看 爬在高山上面，看见底下熙熙攘攘的人群，都是小的不得了。
When I come up to the, when I went up to the mountain and I saw all this the bustling town underneath with the people so small.
他说我就想为什么我在里面的时候那么不能脱离不能脱开。
Then he realized how come when I was among them I cannot really be above it.
只有一个月离开一次会叫我心胸扩大一点。
And I believe if I come up to the mountain once a month will really enlarge my heart.
下月我跟你一起去哈。
Next time, Meg, I'll go with you.
我也需要心胸扩大，对不对
？Oh, I need that too.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个人都需要心胸被神扩大。
Yeah, every one of us needed to have our heart enlarged by the Lord.
因为我们的心思应当在神的国度里面。
Because our heart, our thoughts should be in God.
这里拿但也说你是以色列的王啊。
And Nathaniel claimed that you are the king of Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，他个人可能是思想以色列怎样复国，但是当他看见耶稣的时候，他把他生命祖先交出来。
Maybe in his thought, he's only thinking about the kingdom of Israel. But when he met Jesus, he gave up all he has to the Lord.
主耶稣知道他还没完全转过来。
And Jesus understand he's not really quite turned around yet.
他的答案是对的，但怎么做对的答案，他当中搞不清楚。
He did have the right answer, but exactly how can he arrive to that? He didn't really know.
主也知道，除非圣灵来了。他也不能完全懂得主要对他解释的事情。
And Jesus also know, unless Holy Spirit comes, he really cannot understand what Jesus can, whatever Jesus explanation.
因为我说在无花果树底下看见你，你就信我吗？你将要看见比这更大的事。
And so in verse 50 it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these.
什么是更大的事？
Now what is the greater thing?
这里讲说你要看见天开了。
Here, it right away says that heaven will open.
你知道今天早晨我们信息我在选题目的时候就想应该选什么题目，最后我选天开的这个题目。
So that's the topic of today's talk.
但是已经快到讲到完，我讲完的时候才讲到主题哈。
But then this is the end of the sermon. Then we go to the theme.
不过不要紧，我们所讲的都是跟天有关系。
But it doesn't matter because all we're talking about here is all concerned with heaven.
刚才我们所讲的这些都是天上的事情。
Because all that we're talking about does belong to the heaven.
看见你看神的能力能够借着耶稣基督一下子说出人心里的事情。
You see, God's power can through Jesus right away speak out whatever is in human heart.
这个超然的经历在圣灵里面，今天我们知道是天上的事情。
Now this supernatural power in the Holy Spirit, we know it belongs to the heaven.
看见耶稣基督是神的儿子是天上的事情。
Now to see, to recognize, to understand that Jesus is Son of God, and also that is a heavenly thing.
看见主耶稣是不仅是以色列的王，他是万王之王，万主之主，他也是我的主。这是天上的事情。
Not only you can acknowledge that Jesus is the King of Israel, He's also the King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and He is my King and my Lord. That is also belong to the heaven.
看见我们应当追求神的国度，这是天上的事。
Now it is also the heavenly thing that we can see. We should pursue after the heavenly things.
主耶稣说，你要看见天开了。
And Jesus said, you shall see the heaven open.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见天开了？
You ever saw heaven open?
或者你以为天开的是怎么样的情形？
Or what do you think what is supposed to be like?
有人说天一开就下雨了，我不能否认。
And some people say when the sky open, that means it's raining. Of course, I would not deny that.
但是耶稣自己讲说，你们要看见天开了。
But Jesus claimed this himself. He said, you shall see heaven open.
当主耶稣受浸的时候，天为他开了。
Indeed, when Jesus was baptized, heaven opened.
圣经里面讲到是圣灵降在他的身上。
And in the Bible, it recorded that the Holy Spirit descend upon him.
圣经里也讲到有一天最后的时候天要开了，天上的月桂要现出来。
And also it was mentioned in the very last days that the heaven will open and the ark of the covenant shall show before us.
弟兄姊妹，我实在觉得我们今天人的语言不能讲尽天上的事情。
And we are still, I really experience the limitation of our language. We cannot really describe all the heavenly things.
我们怎么讲这些属灵的事情？
Now,
怎么讲法呢？
How can we describe all those spiritual things?
这里主耶稣讲，你们要看见天开了，看见一件确实的事情。
Because here Jesus said, you shall see heaven open. You shall see something actually happen.
他说神的使者要上去下来在人子的身上。
And the angel of God will ascend and descending upon the Son of Man.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才说我相信拿单叶是一个读圣经的人，至少他读旧约的圣经。
So I said it before that Nathaniel is the one who studied the Bible diligently, at least the Old Testament.
今天我们如果是读旧约，我们读圣经，看见这些圣经也一定会有很多联想。
So if we study the Bible just like him today, we will also have this kind of thought.
这个联想是什么呢？
Now what is it?
就是我们想起在创世纪里面。
I believe in the Genesis.
当雅各出了巴旦亚兰的时候，在那里看见一个大的异象。
When Jacob went out to the field, and he saw a great vision.
或者更准确的说，他看见一个异梦。
Actually, to be exact, he had a strange dream.
这个异梦是什么？
Now, what is that dream?
他在那里枕石而睡的时候。
When he was lying down with a rock as his pillow.
他看见天开了。
He dreamed that he saw that the heaven opened.
有一个梯子立在地上，梯顶一直通到天上。
And he saw a ladder that was reaching all the way up to heaven.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有雅各一样的想象力啊？
Now, do you have that kind of imagination just like Jacob?
我想那个梯顶高得不得了，高到天上一定被云彩包围了。
Now, I believe it was so high, go way up to beyond the cloud.
他看见一个异象，就是说有神的使者上去下来，在梯子上面。
And he saw that there's angels coming up and down upon the ladder.
那么弟兄姊妹们，这里主耶稣讲到你要看见的异象，跟雅各的异象不完全一样，对不对？
And here the vision mentioned here is slightly different from Jacob's dream.
为什么？因为那里梯子没有了，变成人子。
Because there the ladder is gone, but rather the Son of Man is there.
不错啊，梯子变人子了哈。
Okay.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么？因为这里主耶稣说到那一位人子。就是通天的梯子。
Because here Jesus is telling us that Son of Man is the one, is the ladder that is straight can reach the heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当你做基督徒的时候，你看见什么？
Now, when you become a Christian, what did you actually see?
假如我们没有讲这篇道哈，你说我今天信耶稣的时候，我看见一个梯子，我说你对了，答对了。
Now, if you this sermon, if you see that when I believe in the Lord, I saw the ladder, then you have the right answer.
为什么这个梯子把人引到天上，把天上的使者引到地上？
Because this ladder leads people up to heaven and leads the angel down to earth.
弟兄姊妹们，人一直不是一直想进到天上去吗？
Now, don't we all want to go up to heaven?
哪一个人不是想尽办法能够上天堂呢？
Now, isn't so that everybody is trying to go to heaven?
可惜你知道，你的脑筋知道，无论梯子多长，进不到天上。
But you do know that no matter how tall that ladder is, you can never reach heaven.
要不然我告诉你，这个梯子工业一定全世界第一的工业，人人要买梯子。
Otherwise, the ladder will be the best business.
但弟兄姊妹，今天我告诉你，你已经信了耶稣，你经过听见今天信息，你知道耶稣是天梯。
But after this message, I think everybody will know that Jesus is that heavenly ladder.
你不是靠自己的努力爬呀爬，一直爬雅各的天梯爬上去。
It's not because of your own effort that you can just keep on climbing and climbing on the ladder.
什么是你自己的梯子呢？
Now, what is your own ladder?
你的天然的能力。
Your natural ability.
你的好处。
Your merit.
你的教育。
And your education background.
你的智力。
And your intelligence.
你的财富。
And your wealth.
你的人缘。
Your human relation.
你的名望。
Your fame.
弟兄姊妹，这都是你自己能够用的，叫做天自己的梯子。
These are all the letters that you can use. These are humanly ladder.
弟兄姊妹，但是我们知道，功劳不能拯救我，善行不能拯救我，不能赦免我的罪。
But I do know that all the merit, all the good deed cannot save me from my sin.
你爬这些梯子，爬，一定要像那个爬梯子巨人一样掉下来。
Because if you just keep on climbing and climbing, you eventually will become like that giant. You'll fell off.
从天顶上掉下来，跌成碎片。
Fell off from heaven and become pieces.
弟兄姊妹，救恩是什么？
What is salvation?
神的福音是什么？
What is the gospel?
耶稣是天梯。
Jesus is that heavenly ladder.
耶稣就是那一位把天上的荣耀带到地上来的那一位。
He is the one to bring down the heavenly glory down to earth.
也是叫我们地上罪人能够回到父面前的那一位。
And also he can bring the sinners of this world back to our Father.
弟兄姊妹，福音是什么？
So what is gospel?
福音就是你可以耶稣作为梯子。
Gospel is that you can use Jesus as your ladder.
你不再需要立自己的义才能够满足神的喜悦。
No longer you need to establish your own righteousness to be liked by Jesus.
To be accepted by God. 因为耶稣已经为你死在十字架上面。
Because Jesus already died for you on the cross.
因为耶稣已经为你的罪舍了他的性命。
Because Jesus already gave up his life because of your sin.
从今以后不是靠我的功劳。
From now on, it's not because of my own merit.
是靠耶稣基督为我成就的大恩。
But rather because of what Jesus has done for me.
我才能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So then I can come before the Lord.
Hallelujah! 主耶稣说什么？你们要看见更大的事情，要看见天开了， 神的使者上去下来在人子的身上。
Jesus said, you shall see greater things, is that the heaven will open, and the, the angel will come down, and come, ascend and descend upon the, Son of Man.
主耶稣基督带着圣灵的能力和膏油，带着神的同在，无论到哪里，把天带到人间。
Wherever Jesus goes, he brings heaven to this world with his power and the Holy Spirit.
无论主耶稣在哪里，当耶稣基督被高举的时候，人就受他吸引，归向神，来接受神的救恩。
Whenever Jesus was lifted up, and people's heart will be lifted up to receive this salvation, to glorify God.
叫我们能够进到神的家中。
So that we can enter into God's household.
叫我们这些流荡的罪人的心可以满足。
So that this wandering sinner's heart can find rest.
Hallelujah.
Praise you.
今天早晨在这里，我希望每一位都知道耶稣是谁。
I wish all of you today recognize who Jesus is.
弟兄姊妹们，你能够说耶稣是神的儿子吗？请你举手。
Now, can you say Jesus is the King of, is the Son of God? You want to say that? Raise your hand.
请你放下你的手。
Thank you.
你相信耶稣基督是以色列的王，也是你的王吗？
Now you, do you believe Jesus is the King of Israel and also your King? Raise your hand.
大家都举手，我应该叫那些不相信人举手才好。啊，你如果不接受耶稣基督是你的王，请你举手。
Now if you don't want to accept that, raise your hand.
还有人，那好，感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
要不然我们讲的信息没有对象了，对不对？
Then we don't have, if we don't have the friends, we don't, what's used to preach this message.
但是我相信你应当拣选耶稣做你的救主。
But I believe you should choose Jesus as your Savior.
我更希望你认识耶稣是这位天梯。
And even more so, I want you to realize that He is the ladder.
我请每一位弟兄姊妹们都祷告，好不好？
Let us all pray.
我们特别为那些今天来听福音，希望认识耶稣基督是谁的祷告。
Especially we pray for those who come here to listen to the gospel and trying to know Jesus.
当我祷告的时候，你的心里跟我同意。
Now, if when I pray, if your heart say Amen, agree with me, then you can pray with me.
你也可以跟着说 Amen.
And you can also say Amen.
因为主耶稣要进到你的心里面来。
Because Jesus wants to enter into your heart.
当我这样祷告的时候，主，我求你的圣灵在这里做工。
Now, when I pray like this, please, Holy Spirit will work in here.
因为你知道万人的心。
Because you know the heart of millions.
你也不用人对你见证什么。
It does not need the witness of man.
主啊，也许今天在这里正有无数的蛋拿蛋液。
Especially today here we have countless people that is just like Nathaniel.
主，不管他心里有什么成见。
Doesn't matter what kind of prejudice they have.
或者他的自己的知识拦阻了你对你的认识。
Or maybe their own knowledge will become a block.
不管他的难处是什么。
Doesn't matter what kind of difficulty they experience.
也许他的钱财、他的声望、他的地位。
Maybe their wealth, their position and their fame.
主啊，你是神的儿子，你能够认识他，求你今天对他说话。
You are the Son of God. You know him, and we pray that you speak to them today.
让他遇见你，从心里面佩服说你是神的儿子。
So that he will meet you and from his heart with admiration, he will acknowledge that you are the Son of God.
主耶稣，我相信你能做这样的事情。
Lord Jesus, I believe you can do this.
我们不过像腓力一样把人带到你的面前。
We but just like Philip to bring people before you.
你自己要拯救拿但业。
And you shall save Nathaniel.
主，我求你叫人看见那个荣耀的异象。
We pray that you that.People will see this glorious vision.
你是那位天梯。
You are that heavenly king, heavenly ladder.
叫我们看见天开了。
So that we can see when the heaven open.
神的使者要上去下来在人子的身上。
And the angel of God will ascend and descending upon the Son of Man.
也把我们带到你的面前。
We pray that you will bring us up to the Father before you.
借着耶稣基督，我们能以认识父神。
Through Jesus Christ, we'll know our Heavenly Father.
主啊，今天早晨我求你在这里做荣耀的事情。
Lord, we pray that you will do great, glorious things this morning.
我感谢赞美你。
I praise you, I thank you.
靠耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.